Bella Gandhi's here from the Smart Dating Academy. Bella, welcome back to the show.
It's great to be here.
Been a little while. You've been busy.
Yes, but it's all good. And it's great to be back.
Yeah, we love having you on the show. You're always a wealth of dating knowledge. Our listeners and guests always love it. And folks, you can always start anytime, 312-981-7200 if you want to text in your dating questions, if you have been unlucky in love. That's why Bella's here, is to help, you know, kind of listen to your stories and maybe tweak your game a little bit, right?
You got it. We're excited to hear it. So do call, do text.
312-981-7200. Smart Dating Academy. Tell me about it.
So I started the company 8 years ago, actually almost, yeah, to the day, October, well, 27th, 2000, and gosh, nine. It's so crazy. But what we do is we're different than what's out there. We're not an online dating site. We're not a Yenta. We're not actually matchmaking people.
But
we're teaching you how to identify partners that actually make you happy. So you could be happily enjoying your single life, but, you know, after a night out, you might be going, why am I not meeting the right kinds of people?
Sure.
So that's Enter Smart Dating Academy. We help people to look at dating patterns, why you're not accepting the right people into your dating life. And then we put you online. We do photos, profiles, and we're following you for months until you find that special someone. And we go to a lot of weddings.
Really?
Yeah.
So, do you believe in fancying up photos? Because that's a big thing. You know, like catfishing where you put out there and you're really not that.
Right. Yes. I think, guys, you should definitely post a photo of George Clooney instead of yourself. That'd
sure.
be great. Yeah. No,
right.
Absolutely not. And the pictures of you should be good, right? You don't want to look like you've been couch surfing.
Professional or iPhone photos?
Professional get 14 times more views and more likes
really?
Than standard photos. Yeah. You pop out because everybody's putting car selfies and bathroom selfies and selfies. It's like, stop the madness. When we do professional photos for everybody at Smart Dating Academy, and our clients fly in to do these from other states even, and it makes a world of difference because you actually look like the best version of yourself, and that the version of you that's actually going to show up to the date, because that's the most important thing. So don't judge up your photo so it doesn't look like you.
Right. So should you do like the corporate profile photo, or is it a little more like, hey, I'm smiling, I got a great personality? Like, what's the balance of that?
Yeah.
No, I'm trying to visualize what that perfect photo looks like. It's not, you know, like when you scroll down a company's website and you see those headshots.
Right. Against like the JCPenney
gray
background.
Exactly.
Yeah. No, that doesn't work either from a professional standpoint. What you want to do, and it's a great question, is do great photos, but more lifestyle photos. Maybe you outside hanging out on Michigan Avenue in your backyard.
Like a Macy's
rollerblading,
ad?
Whatever you're doing. Yeah. Because outdoor photos really look good. You just have to make sure that the lighting is great, or do them on the lake, at the park, whatever, but you being you, you know, if you are a gardener, if you're a biker, if you like to run, you know, put photos in context, but make sure that they're awesome.
What do you think of the study that I read earlier that fear heightens sexual attraction, so there's never a better time to find a partner than Halloween time? A, do you agree with that, the fear and heightened sexual attraction bit?
Yes.
You do?
Really? Yes, absolutely. Fear and excitement are very closely related emotions. So let me tell you, this is one of the key tips that we give our daters at Smart Dating Academy is we'll ask them the question, what do you think about butterflies when you date? And guess what 99% of people say? Oh my God, butterflies are great.
Do you mean like actual butterflies or butterflies in your
butterflies
belly?
Butterflies in your tummy, in your stomach, right? Like when you're feeling that churn in your stomach, butterflies are actually bad.
Really?
Why?
It's a sign of anxiety and fear. We misinterpret it for excitement, but we actually, it's our gut saying, run, get out. Like
really?
There's something wrong.
See, you just blew my mind because I thought that meant you got a little something going for that person.
Right. It might be lust, but your body is definitely fearful and anxious that this person isn't good for you. So this butterflies theory typically works after the first date. If you're feeling that churn in your stomach on date two, date three, date four, it could be your body telling you you got to get out of town.
Let's do this though, because guys and girls think differently, right?
No,
I know.
It's no,
breaking news.
Absolutely,
we are not
breaking
same.
News.
This
Listen,
is a
though.
Lie.
There is no
Follow
Mars
me here,
and
though.
Venus.
Follow me here though.
Oh, I'm kidding.
When a guy gets butterflies in his gut, and guys, correct me out there if I'm wrong, it's usually I'm talking early stage dating and probably a little younger, but it means you might, you know, thinking about maybe getting a little something. You're like, oh my God, I got some attraction with this woman. I'm feeling like, hey, we might make out tonight or something like that, where a woman's going, oh my God, I can marry this guy. You know, like, Is that the truth? I mean, is there different signals that are going off from a, you know, a deep DNA level where it's like, oh, it's like, because, you know, men are there to kind of procreate and, you know, hunt and gather.
Spread their seed.
And nurture nature for women, you know? What do you think about that theory?
So I want to make sure I understand your question.
So the butterflies means different things for guys and girls.
You know, men are definitely more based on physical attraction, right? In the beginning, like, okay, I see her. It's like there's two zones for guys, right? Correct me if I'm wrong, since you're a guy. I could be friends with you or I could sleep with you.
Pretty much.
Or
I could be friends with you long enough until I sleep with you.
Ah, okay, right. But that's ultimately to get you to the sleep with you quadrant.
Right. And if it's good, I'm going to stay with you.
Right.
I mean, that's what guys think.
Exactly. So
not me. I'm married with children. So I'm just speaking of my former
your
Frank.
Your former life.
20s.
Former yeah. Frank.
Yes. Yes.
Former
yes, Frank. Yes. So if you're excited about a woman, you'll feel it. You'll know, oh my gosh, this one's attractive. Now, is she attractive and actually healthy and happy and someone that you would want to be with? Those are very different feelings.
Yeah. I don't know.
You're like, yeah.
I don't know. It was pretty basic back in the day for me. But I mean, I can imagine being 40-something and dating now. It's got to be different.
Like,
I would
so
have different priorities, but the young, you know, horny Frank would think differently, you know?
Horny Frank's going for butterflies.
Yeah,
he's
I'm
like,
going for butterflies.
Flutter away.
Flutter babies, go ahead. Yeah. I'm being somewhat facetious here, but I do think there's a difference in that, you know? Like, I think... You know, like we got some texters coming in already, and they're saying things like, you know, I can't get past the third date, you know, so maybe I feel the butterflies on date one, and day two goes pretty good, and then unfortunately for this one from the 773, third date, great, but then they ghost. What happens there?
You know, there's so many questions as to what happens there. I'd have to know more about the full story. But sometimes, look, and this is what I was going to bring up a minute ago. People date for different reasons, right? Some people are dating just to date, right? Some people are dating to hook up. And some people are actually dating to find true love. And so
what percentage is that? In your opinion. And then we have to take a quick break.
I think the majority of people that are on sites and apps are dating for love. We're driven to find attachment. We're pair bonders as human beings. We want one specific person. So the majority of people that are on there are actually looking for a partner. Now, I'm not saying they're looking for a healthy partner, but they're looking for one long term.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. We're talking to Bella Gandhi of the Smart Dating Academy. And when we come back, we're going to do a little news and then we're going to meet Madison Camp. She's had experience with online dating, and she's going to give a real life kind of testimonial of how it's going. And Bella's going to chime in here and maybe kind of tweak her game a little bit, see if there's things she could do better, or maybe it's not the right guy she's looking for. And we're going to do it live on the air, which is really exciting. We'll be right back. Welcome to the show, Madison.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
So tell me, I'm going to do this a little different. I want Bella to show and us and the audience listening how she kind of does her thing and it helps people like you who've had, you know, just you're not the best of luck finding love online, right? Would you say?
Correct.
Okay.
I'm not currently in love, so yes.
All right. Or married.
How old are you?
I'm 24.
24. Okay. Mm-hmm. And you live in the area?
I do. Yeah. Okay. I just moved to Westtown.
What do you do for a living?
I work at the Fairmont Hotel, not too far by. I work at a 4A company called PSAV. We do all event audio visual lights, cameras, screens.
Nice.
Yeah. Nice.
So Bella, so she walks into your office and this is your office today.
Hello.
Hi.
So glad to see you.
Likewise.
So tell us a little bit about your dating life.
Oh, it's a good question. I guess I don't know where to start. I've dabbled in some apps.
Okay.
But I don't think I've actually ever met someone on an app. I always like talk to people, but it's never been someone I've been like, yeah, I want to meet this person. It never goes that far.
Does an app differ from like a match.com, or that's what you mean by an app?
Yeah, in how I word it, yes. Like apps like Bumble, apps like Coffee Meat Bagel.
Yeah.
Coffee Meat Bagel.
I've never heard
of
that
I'm so out
one.
Of the loop.
So am I, and I shouldn't be.
I should be, though.
Yeah,
I'm
that
married.
That's like one of the top ones right now, I heard.
Yeah, it's been around for several years now. You get one match a day. And now I think they've evolved it into you can have a few matches a day, but your coffee and your matches are the bagels. And then you can meet for coffee before you actually decide to go on a date.
That's adorable.
The premise.
Yeah. I like
cute.
That, though.
I like coffee.
Cute. Okay, so you've dabbled around. When have you had a serious relationship before?
Two that I count. One in high school, and then kind of like one in college. Yeah.
Ish.
And folks, let me just hop in here for a second. If you want to see what Madison looks like, and you're a single, good-looking guy out there and has got his stuff together and wants to see, check it out, go to WGNradio.com/watch, and you could watch the show right now and see the action unfold. and you can also text in if you think you're qualified to maybe get a potential date if Madison is so willing.
Yes.
She, you know, she'll take the info, and Bella will help guide the ship here.
Absolutely.
Continue, Bella.
Ask away, guys. Look at her.
Yeah.
She's gorgeous.
Also, if you want to see a photo, we have posted on all of Frank's social media. So
there
hop
you
on
go.
Over.
Hop on a Frank Fontana design on Facebook, on Instagram, Frank Fontana, and Twitter, and see if Madison is a match for you.
So the relationships you were in, were they good, healthy relationships, or not as much?
Oh, that's a good question. At 16, I mean, I don't know how healthy relationships can be at 16, but it did seem
good.
Yeah.
Or what you call serious, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. We dated for a little over a year, and I went from like a little strange, but I went from like sheer infatuation, totally in love with the guy. And then for like a year and a half, and then I woke up the next morning and I was like, oh my God, I want nothing to do with him.
Sounds like me.
Sounds like life.
Yeah.
Yep.
I like cut that cord really, really quick. It was a little weird. It was also one of those things where, and I pride myself so much on having a good head on my shoulders, not to be so blithely unaware of anything, but it was one of those things where all your friends are like, Madison, what are you doing? Like, why
so
are
he
you
was
dating
jerky.
This guy?
Well, he was not a good guy.
Correct.
So you woke up now. So that's the key. 18 months in, you're like, enough is enough.
Yeah.
Game over. Mm-hmm. Okay. So you've got good coping mechanisms. You can really cope with someone who's not very nice for a long amount of time. Right.
Not anymore.
And she's pointing out your positives is really what she's doing here.
Right. And I think that as you move forward in the dating world, one of the things I would tell you is just be aware of that. And, you know, you've got to understand red flags that you're going to see up front such that you don't say, oh, well, this guy isn't as much of a jerk as my ex, so I'm going to continue to date him or settle for him, because that's ultimately the definition of settling, right?
Right.
Is settling for bad behavior. So I would definitely just be aware of that. And what you want is someone who's actually good for you, who makes you happy. And you know what? There's one key word that I hear from my clients where I know they're in the relationship that's going to last for a lifetime. And that word is easy.
She should be easy, is what you're saying?
The relationship.
Come on. I'm kidding. I'm joking.
Easy, Madison. Easy. I love it.
I mean, you set me up there.
You
did.
I mean,
you teed
it. It was a layup.
It was. It was just really, really smooth.
And what are you doing on, so you're on a couple of dating apps, but you're not meeting people. So that's a big potential problem in the dating world. You actually have to use the apps to swipe right, connect with someone, text with them, and then chat with them on the phone for even 5 minutes.
Right.
Okay.
Do you do that? Do you do any of that?
I'll chat with them, yeah, but we haven't called each other, no.
I feel like
it's good though.
In the minimal time that I dabbled in this world and from talking to friends, people are really intimidated by that phone conversation.
So sad.
That's so weird.
It's really strange, because it's like, I think it's like, yeah, you can type words and, you know, be Mr. Smooth, but like once you hear that voice, that's when you kind of know if like, oh, maybe there's something there, maybe there's not.
Right.
I don't really know.
The text sound like, hey, baby, how are you? And then you pick up and it's like, hello.
Yeah.
How are you?
Who is it?
Hello.
Well, and I think that here's what I tell my clients. Request the phone conversation. Right.
Okay.
Even if it's 5 or 10 minutes, because you can build chemistry by hearing someone's voice. And quite frankly, crazy people can't keep crazy in the closet for more than 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Sure.
So if this person is truly nuts, you'll know it by chatting with them. And then you can just say, wow, OK, I got to go. Click and get off the phone. And it wastes it. What it does is it just helps you not waste time on people that just aren't going to make sense for you.
Yeah.
So have that phone chat. And if somebody says, so for example, if you now get on Coffee Meets Bagel tonight, you're like, woohoo, I'm all motivated. And you
now
say,
that you're famous, you know.
Right. Yeah. Hey, Bagel.
Easy Madison.
Would you like to chat? And if he says, no, I'm not a phone person, what do you say at that point? You say, you know what? Delete him. If somebody's not willing to respect your wishes today, imagine what life is going to be like 5 years down the road.
Yeah. Good point.
Disaster.
So your advice is if he's not willing to pick up the phone, dump him. That's a red flag.
Right. If a guy doesn't understand why you as a woman would want to chat with him on the phone, and vice versa for guys, do the same thing and chat with women. And if they say, no, I don't want to do that, bye.
Yeah. I mean, the only thing would be he's just like... It's out of the blue and hasn't really done that before. But
like pick up a phone? what a concept, right?
Talk to people.
Right. And me personally, I love talking to people, and texting is the last form of media I want to communicate through. And so if he doesn't want to pick up the phone, then he doesn't want to talk to me.
Do you convey that on your page or you? I don't know what they call it.
That I don't.
Your profile? Like that you are, you know, you want to kind of be personal and engage in a phone conversation?
Not right off. I mean, I don't know.
You don't have to.
Yeah, I like keeping a little amount of information on there just because that can kind of come out later. But I feel like online dating in general, like, or that it's a finding the threshold between we don't want to text for hours, but I also want to find out if I actually want to meet you in person. Right. So it's like, where do you find that line, because no one really likes, some people really like texting for hours and hours, but
yeah, no. it's a disaster, and you almost feel like, and again, you know, you can disagree with me, but like my whole thing was, it's like, okay, let's, you know, figure it out, like, hey, we'll text for a little bit here, but like I got stuff to do. I don't want to be glued to my phone all day. Like, no, that's weird, you know?
And the problem with texting, guys, is, and I know that this is, you know, chronic across all generations, but especially with people in their 20s, is you lose so much context when you're texting.
Totally.
Like, oh my gosh.
Things can be taken out of context so easily.
It's a disaster. Right. Emojis and exclamation marks. Like, a guy will say, okay, Bella, I sent her a text. Like, do you want to go out Thursday night? And her answer back is yes.
So she said yes. Great, go.
She said yes, but is it? Yeah, or is it yes?
Right, so
right, and we lose and so we lose ridiculous. That connotation. I'm like, dude, why did you even text her? Do you want to go out? Pick up the phone and call.
Exactly,
man up. It's ridiculous. So now it's her fault because she said yes, and yes in a way that he didn't know. It wasn't like yes and 10 kissy face emojis.
Right, this is fascinating
winky
to me
because face.
For me, it's a different generation. And same with you, Bella. Yeah. We're a little bit older than these girls here. It's a different generation of dating to me.
Oh my god.
We have to take a quick break, and we're going to hear from one of our listeners, Matt, who's in his 30s, and he can't get past the third date. And we're going to find out exactly why. Madison, you're going to hang out with us. Folks, we have Madison's photo posted up on my social media page, and if you're interested and want to send us an email, we could certainly help put that connection together. Or you want to call on the show, just like we're talking about now, folks, actual real person-to-person communication.
Real.
You can speak to Madison right now.
Right now. No texting. Voice to voice.
Get your cojones in your hand. Pick up the phone, 312-981-7200, and call. I want to introduce another player to this conversation. His name is Matt, right? And Matt can't get past the third date. Matt, welcome to the Frank Fontana Show. How are you? Hey,
you.
Matt. Well, listen, tell us about what's going on in your dating life. How old are you? And give us a little background about yourself.
Well, I'm 30. I got my MBA over in South Florida. I'm an improv actor.
Good for you.
And
nice.
Thank you. I just have zero luck dating.
So, and Bella's here. Bella Gonda is the dating expert. She's the founder of Smart Dating Academy. You're in the right place. You're in good hands. Bella, ask the right questions for Matt here. Let's get down to the bottom of his third date issue.
Okay. Hi, Matt. I'm glad you're here with us. How many dates have ghosted post third date? Just a ballpark.
I'm coming up on four now.
Okay.
Really?
Four over the last quarter, four over the last week.
Four over the last year or so.
Okay, well, the first thing I want to tell you to do is don't put in your head, like, I'm a three-date wonder. right? Because what that's going to do, and I see this all the time, Matt, with our client base, that once we start to keep, once we start to tell ourselves that we're killing it on date one, killing it on date two, and then date three comes around, we're like, oh boy, here it goes. It's going to go off the rails. So what I want you to do is just say, you know what? These weren't the right people for me. This probably has nothing to do with you and more to do with them. And this is over 1 year. That's actually a very small number. I wouldn't put this in your head right now. You sound like a great guy.
Thank you.
So, Matt, we'll take
you got to date more, Matt. You got to date more. I need a bigger sample size.
Yeah, and I need a scenario. Like, run me through what's going on briefly in date one, date two, and date three. And in date three, what's happening in that? It's getting to that point. Are you maybe moving too fast? I mean, you don't sound like a kind of guy that would push the envelope too much. Maybe, I mean, I don't know yet, but I'm just guessing. Am I wrong?
No, I don't really like pushing the envelope. The first date goes great. We're having a great time. Second date, I always let the lady choose the restaurant, wherever she feels most comfortable. I get to the second date, I choose a place, great. Third date, we go see a movie or something. We have dinner, and then somewhere in between dinner and the following phone call, it just kind of...
All right, so Bella's shaking her head right now, just so you know. I'm going to describe to you what's happening here. Bella's got a revelation. I can see it in her eyes. She's nailed something in you, Matt. Listen to Bella here.
So if third date's typically dinner and a movie, that's really nice of you to do, but it's not necessary. What you want your first several dates to be, Matt, and I'm talking about up until the sixth, seventh, eighth dates, short and sweet. Like an hour and a half, 2 hours, let the chemistry build and let her leave wanting a little bit more. If we plan these epic dates, and I know you sound like a good guy and you're like, let's do dinner, let's do a movie, let's create a big date and a big experience. You don't have to do that. You know, just on the third day, go grab drinks, go grab an appetizer or maybe a quick dinner, and that's all you need to do. Could just be a function of too much time.
Where were you a year ago?
Well, Matt, I not to put you on the spot, Madison, but here's a single guy. He sounds like a really nice guy. Matt, meet Madison. Say hi.
Hi, Matt.
Hi, Madison. It's a pleasure to meet you.
Likewise.
So Madison's, not in a similar boat, but she's out there trying to, use dating, websites and, meet good people, quality people. I mean, maybe you guys should exchange, emails or not cell phone. Don't put your cell phone over the air, please. But maybe, find each other on Facebook and see if there's something going on there. Or Bella, maybe you can suggest a better way to connect.
Absolutely. And no dinner and a movie. Yeah. Go grab a drink. Go grab an appetizer. And I think the other thing, Matt, is make sure that you're generating a good pipeline. Like a 30-year-old guy, you're well-educated, you're an improv actor. Try, set a goal for yourself. You should be emailing or connecting with, call it 3 to 5 people per day online.
That's aggressive.
Because 90% of those don't result in a response or a date. So you've got to really pedal that bike hard to generate some numbers. One of the biggest mistakes I see people making is, well, I go out, I don't know, maybe a date a month. It's like, okay, how many people are you emailing? Like 2 a week? Like, no, 90% of emails or texts that we send out don't get responded to. That's 1 in 10. So I want to see you going on a date or two per week. How does that sound?
That sounds doable.
And Matt, I'm gonna throw in a little just good old guy advice here, from a former player.
From a former guy.
Exactly. Now I'm just a husband and a father.
To see where this goes.
From a former dude.
It sounds like to me. Do you consider yourself a good guy?
I would like to think so. Yes.
Okay.
I will tell you. I have a tendency to. I was raised in the tradition of guy brings flowers on the first date.
Love that.
People don't do that anymore.
She needs to earn that.
You tell
them,
Bella.
Okay, she doesn't get that up front. That's lovely that you were raised that way. But in today's dating world, I would say she's got to earn that, and it's going to be later in the game.
And let me just say this. I also think there's a book out there called No More Mr. Nice Guy.
Mm.
Go check it out, Matt. And it's not what you think. It's not like a book about how to be a jerk. It's a book about claiming your manhood in a different kind of way of like, you know, like just like Bella's kind of alluding to. It's a different time we live in, and the nice guy really doesn't finish first. You know, they really don't.
No, he's last.
He's last. And so it just kind of talks about how to reclaim a little bit of a little, you know, up the testosterone a little bit. A little bit of caveman doesn't hurt. You know, I think in a really weird way, I think women like a dominating, you know, side to a guy that they know that I will feel protected. I will feel that this guy's going to take my hand and show me the way. And, you know, and what? You
look no, around, no, no, no. He's Am like I the crazy? Man with the plan. That's a little what bit, I was going to say. Yeah, I'm
exactly.
With you.
That's kind of where I'm going with this. But this book is really well written. And I think it would resonate with you, Matt. I read it. I was like, dude, I'm a nice guy. Even though it doesn't seem like it right now. But it kind of opened my eyes because I like to, you know, for my subjects of my show, I like to read a wide variety of books and topics. And this one resonated. It was like, wow, a lot of people out there are good guys, but they're missing it. Mm-hmm. You know, like, I don't know if a woman loves just, Madison, do you love just a good guy?
Mm-mm.
No.
I mean, if that's your own only quality, then no. But there's obviously depth there. But I feel as though, Matt, I mean, if you're looking for a girl that wants to be brought flowers
now, here's a single
on
girl,
the first
Matt.
Day, then keep bringing flowers. But there's a majority of women that will scare them off.
Ooh,
in the beginning.
Right. Yeah.
Because today's dating world moves fast. Women are dating 2-3 dates a week. Guys are dating 2-3 dates a week, right?
Yeah.
And yeah, you don't want to come off as too much too soon in the beginning, because it'll definitely make women go, huh, I wonder what this is all about, because they're going on other dates and they're not seeing that often. And let me clarify something here. We're talking about nice guys, and nice guys don't finish last. Actually, the real thing, there's a nuance there, is what women are looking for is confidence. It's not that they want to date jerks and, you know, D-bags.
Sure.
That's not what they're looking for. But it's a
strong
guy.
Strong word usage.
It's a guy that actually has confidence and is nice. And that's the foot that you want to put forward during the dates.
Mm-hmm. Definitely, Matt. Well, Matt, what I want to do, though, because we actually have to wrap this up, unfortunately. Do you have a last thought here, Madison?
I do. I was going to say, the other flower thing is you feel like the traditional guy. It's also kind of sending the message to women that you want a traditional woman, that you want, like, a woman that kind of reverts to those traditional things, like she wants her door open, she wants to receive flowers, she's, you know, she's secondhand and making decisions. And obviously that's a little drastic, but that might just be the message that they're getting there, maybe.
Oh, I would like somebody who's not traditional. Please trust me on that.
There you go.
Well, then maybe you have to act
non-traditional.
Bring
her French fries on the first date.
Right, there you
Madison
go.
Madison loves
So, Matt, we're going to take your info, and we have to actually kind of get this segment wrapped up here. Madison, I want to thank you for coming on the show. We posted your picture, Madison. Matt, if you want to give Dave, our producer, your information, we could see if Madison's interested in maybe having a cup of coffee and a bagel, maybe. and if not, Matt, if we get some emails and texts, which usually happens on the show after Bella leaves, is people will, you know, chime in and say, hey, I want to meet Matt. We'll get that information over to you.
Yeah, Matt, and check out my website, smartdatingacademy.com, and I'm happy.